USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake rocked southern Turkey Monday. Strong aftershocks were felt in the southern and central portions of Turkey, with the quake itself originating in the city of Gaziantep. The current extent of damage and injuries is unknown. Senator Marco Rubio says the U.S. needs to put as much focus on the message China sent with their apparent surveillance balloon as it does for the potential data collected.
What are we going to do the next time this happens? Are we going to allow it to fly through here again? We need to know moving forward what our policy is going to be with regards to this.
Rubio on CNN's State of the Union. U.S. Navy divers are helping to recover debris from the downed balloon in the waters off the coast of South Carolina. Top lawmakers from both parties are expected to be briefed on the suspected spy balloon as early as Tuesday, CNN reported. New Hampshire Governor Republican Chris Sununu is seriously contemplating a run for president.
At the end of the day, you can have a lot of Republicans that get in that race. They're all really good people. They're really good candidates.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is replacing his defense minister as the war with Russia nears the one-year mark. It's Zelensky's latest move to purge the Ukrainian government of corruption amid the ongoing violence. There's still no deal between the Southwest states that rely on the Colorado River.
The January 31st federal deadline to reach a deal on cutting water use by the states that rely on the Colorado River has come and gone with no deal. But Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming have submitted a proposal on ways to reduce water use. Negotiations on cutting water use stalled, and California, the state that relies most on the Colorado River, wasn't part of the alternate proposal. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The Eagles and Chiefs have arrived in Arizona ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl 57. Beyoncé is now the most decorated performer in Grammy's history with her 32nd win. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Updating the earthquake in Turkey, at least 17 people are dead following a 7.8 magnitude tremor. Strong aftershocks were felt in the southern and central portions of Turkey, with the quake itself originating in the city of Gaziantep. The quake hit while residents were likely asleep, leaving them unprepared for impact. Reports say the quake was felt as far away as Israel. History at the 65th Grammy Awards Sunday night. Beyoncé wins Best Dance Electronic Album for Renaissance.
I'd like to thank my parents, my father, my mother, for loving me and pushing me. I'd like to thank my beautiful husband, my beautiful three children who are at home watching.
With her win, the singer broke the record for most Grammys by an artist. It's her 32nd award from the Recording Academy, surpassing conductor George Solti. Bonnie Raitt took home the Grammy for Song of the Year. The Chiefs and Eagles are in the desert ahead of Super Bowl 57 in a week. The festivities kick off with Super Bowl opening night on Monday in Arizona, where hundreds of media members will be on hand to interview players and coaches from both teams. The fifth episode of the new hit HBO series The Last of Us is debuting early on HBO Max. The next episode is set for the app Friday night instead of Sunday, with the change likely due to the Super Bowl. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.